From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, told broadcast interviewers Sunday he would not be surprised if North Korea tests another missile, but downplayed the possibility of an imminent military confrontation. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said all diplomatic efforts will be exhausted first.
Our response is we are prepared militarily to deal with this if necessary, but we're taking all possible actions short of military action to resolve this very grave threat to the United States and the world. And that includes a very determined diplomatic effort led by our Secretary of State. And it also includes increasing sanctions, increasing pressure on the North.
Center for National Interest Defense Studies Director Harry Kazianis said the North has to continue its missile testing despite growing tensions.
I think it's very clear the North Koreans, in order to develop the nuclear capabilities they want to, they have to keep test firing missiles. I think what they're going to do is test another intercontinental ballistic missile. I think that's their most immediate need because the capability they want more than anything else is to strike the U.S. homeland.
President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping agreed Saturday in a phone conversation that North Korea must stop its provocative and escalatory behavior and repeat a mutual commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula. At least 17 people were killed, several others wounded, in an attack in the early hours of Monday at a Turkish restaurant in Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso. Witness Musa Ouedraogo said he first thought it was a robbery, but soon realized the attack was more than that. He said many patrons were trapped inside. Suspected Islamist extremists opened fire at the restaurant frequented by foreigners. This is VOA News.